I'm a student of the civil rights movement, and I do lean on that period to find answers for today's issues, because so many of the social issues we are impacted by today have some historical connection. It is important for me to not forget about the period of sacrifice that was made for me to even be here. So I always reach back.
And what lessons have you learned from Selma?
The lessons I've learned is the history matters. It really does. How it's going to impact us in the future, we want to make sure that voting rights are still important. What I've seen and I've used in my own personal experience is really the power of organizing for change. I think that's what the movie Selma really demonstrates. Now, people have their own opinions about how accurate or what. That isn't, to me, not the point. The point is the power of organizing and the ability to bring people together around a common issue, no matter how difficult, and to come out with a resolution that is in the best interest of the community.
How would you describe the movement that's been born out of Ferguson, Missouri, with the shooting death of Michael Brown, and in New York City, the chokehold death of Eric Garner?
The power of organizing for change is the theme from every single generation, whether it's voting rights for women across the board, or civil rights and human rights for African Americans, Latinos, other people who have issues that need to be addressed in their community. And so what we see in St. Louis, what we see in New York, what we see in Oakland, California, wherever it is, the community must gather together, must organize themselves to address their grievances. That is what the Constitution of the United States provides for, and that is what is necessary to bring about change.
Some have said this is our generation's civil rights movement. What does that mean to you?
You know, in the civil rights movement, they had to use other means. They use radio to get their message out so that people know about the power of organizing for change. And I think if they had Twitter in Dr. King's time, they would use it in the same way. So I think it's a very powerful tool, and the message is pretty clear that we want to make sure that everyone's human rights are not violated and that people don't lose their lives for things that under normal criminal code would not result in execution or would not result in a death squad, like in some countries. And I think that's what the message is.
Do you think this movement is over with the civil rights cases being dropped against Officer Darren Wilson? Do you feel like this movement is over?
No, I don't think it's over. Because an adjudication didn't come out the way that the community wanted it, it is just one more step towards organizing. You'll see more organizing as we go on, because people want to still have their grievances addressed, and the grievances don't go away regardless to what the courts decide.
And what do you think success looks like for these movements?
That you get more young people engaged in local government, in politics, in history. Out of those things will come better public policy, more engagement, and encourage people to run for offices in their own community. So I think success in movement building is the activity of movement building itself.